Then. By the summer of 1988, the Buick 8 had become an accepted part of Troop D's life, no more or less a part of it than any other. And why not? Given time and a fair amount of goodwill, any freak can become a part of any family. That was what had happened in the 9 years since the disappearance of the man in the black coat. Oil's fine. And Ennis Rafferty. The thing still put on its light shows from time to time, and both Kurt and Tony continued to run experiments from time to time. In 1984, Curtis tried a video cam which could be activated by remote control inside the Buick. Nothing happened. In 85, Tony tried much the same thing with a top-of-the-line Wolensack audio recorder. He got a faint, off-and-on humming, and the distant calling of some crows. Nothing more. There were a few other experiments with live test animals. A couple died, but none disappeared. On the whole, things were settling down. When the light shows did happen, they were nowhere near as powerful as the first few, and the Whopper in 83, of course. Troop D's biggest problem in those days was caused by someone who knew absolutely nothing about the Buick. Edith Hyams, a.k.a. the Dragon, continued to talk to the press, whenever the press would listen, that was, about her brother's disappearance. She continued to insist it was no ordinary disappearance, which once caused Sandy and Kurt to muse on just what an ordinary disappearance might be. She also continued to insist that Ennis's fellow officers knew more than they were telling. She was absolutely right on that score, of course. Kurt Wilcox said on more than one occasion that if Troop D ever came to grief over the Buick, it would be that woman's doing. As a matter of public policy, however, Ennis's troop mates continued to support her. It was their best insurance, and they all knew it. After one of her forays in the press, Tony said, "Never mind, boys. Time's on our side. Just remember that and keep smiling." And he was right. By the mid-80s, the representatives of the press were, for the most part, no longer returning her calls. Even WKML, the Tri-County Indy station whose Action News at 5 broadcast frequently featured stories about sightings of Sasquatch in the Lassburg Forest and such thoughtful medical briefings as "Cancer in the Water Supply? Is Your Town Next?" had begun to lose interest in Edith